This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Major retailers have 2 days left to sign onto a legally binding agreement to improve factory conditions in Bangladesh. And whatever American companies decide to do about that, the government of Bangladesh has some big decisions to make itself. Today, the cabinet made it easier for garment workers to join trade unions, which is no small thing in a country where textiles account for 80% of its exports. The BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar is in Dhaka. Sanjoy, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Does this news today about the government perhaps making it easier to unionize in these factories, does that lead you to believe that maybe the government there gets it, that they understand what's at stake?
I think the problem is they're really caught between two stools.
That's rock and a hard place, right?
That is a rock and a hard place. Yeah. This is such an important element of the Bangladesh economy. It's one of the largest producers of cheap clothes in the world, just behind China. But the bottom line is they're very nervous that another country is going to pick up the business that's been theirs for a while. So I think they're trying to do two things at once. They're trying to show everyone that they care and they're going to bring in steps that are needed. But at the same time, they're going to do everything they can to protect the industry.
So when you get out and about, do you think, and you talk to regular people, do you think Bangladeshis believe anything's going to change as a result of this collapse?
The overwhelming sentiment on the streets here is that not much is going to change. And there's also an overwhelming feeling that the two are two are very closely linked. That is, the government or politicians, if you like, have interests in the garment industry. They own businesses or they own buildings. And therefore, it's very difficult for them to do anything about it. So there's a lot of skepticism, which is probably why a section of Bangladeshis, the workers, have started to become a little more vocal, even a bit more violent in their protests.
Well, if Bangladeshis could speak directly to an American audience, what do you think they would say? What do you think they want American businesses and American consumers to know about all this?
Well, there's a section of the Bangladeshi people who definitely think that for too long people on the high streets of the world, if you like, of America have just got away by buying extremely cheap products, clothes. But for many others, the people they have in their sights at the moment are the factory owners. They think these are people who have built unsafe premises, unsafe buildings and factories. So at the moment, for most Bangladeshis, those are the bad guys.
As you've been there reporting out this story for the past number of days, what's the thing that hit you right away? What's the thing that struck you most when you got there?
Well, I think the first thing that strikes you is just how helpless a lot of people are, which is quite tragic, given how many people around the world are sort of linked to this entire industry. I was walking through the rubble yesterday, and I came across an order booklet which had obviously been left behind, complete with designs of shirts, instructions on how they're to be made. And it was actually really overwhelming to see that and think that this is a book that contains a list of orders for a country somewhere out there in the world, and somebody who's going to buy that shirt off the shelf probably doesn't know who's made it and what they had to endure to do it.
Sanjoy Majumdar in Dhaka, Bangladesh, for the BBC. Sanjoy, thank you.
Thank you.